a nasally New York accent on, you got that geek Edgar.
Edgar. Oh, listen, hold on. Thank you for the call.
All right.
I guess we'll start with 24, yeah, which was just outstanding again last night.
Right. Knotted out halfway through it, though.
You missed a good one to fall asleep through, because, you know, there's only three left now. And
well, you really shouldn't fall asleep at any episode of 24. It's just so frantic.
Right.
Everything is happening now. The Chinese guy told them where Merlot, or whatever his name is. And,
Marwan.
And they've fired the rocket. The warhead, it's off.
Now, to me, I don't see how they fix that.
And
shoot it down.
There's a lot of ways, yeah. But as I was telling you in the office, Mike, Edgar Stiles, my man, our man, Edgar Stiles,
will be responsible for nuclear war with China.
They've got Jack Bauer's girlfriend, whose husband just died.
Mm-hmm.
They've got her in the room, and she's lying to the Chinese consulate, and she's saying that she was working with Jack Bauer during the time that Chinese dude was killed. So then they say, who took your shift? Who replaced you? And she says, Edgar Stiles.
Edgar Stiles.
Immediately, princess phone alert, because that's how I am.
Homo.
Right.
I call up Rob. I go, you mark my words, Edgar's going to be the fall guy.
He's going to blow it.
Yep. And who knew? And I was talking about, like, for next week.
Right.
Who knew in the next scene, as the Chinese guy's being let out of CTU?
Right.
He turns, and of course he sees Edgar, and he goes, aren't you Edgar Stiles? Yes, I am.
He just happened to know who Edgar Stiles was. Right.
Were you working with Jack Bauer between 1 and 3 a.m.? No, I wasn't. I can't help. I gotta go back to work.
Didn't he say Jack wasn't here?
Yeah, something like that. Isn't that what he said? Like, Jack, I didn't see Jack or Jack.
No, I was alone. I gotta go.
Yeah. It was great. So now the Chinese government knows that we're lying about that, about CTU being there.
I like the moment with Chloe when they said the head of CTU. I get confused. Is it the moon-faced girl that's the head or the gray-haired guy that's the head of CTU?
No, it's the gray-haired guy, and you gotta remember that when she was in Canada, he was banging her, and that's why Tony Almeida...
Is that why he said, I can't let your personality disorder?
We don't have time for your personality disorder, he said to Chloe.
Jack Bauer.
Great. Best moment in the show.
He's great. And the guy with gray hair, I think, is the guy that runs CTU, and I think Michelle is underneath him. She was underneath him in Canada as well, I guess.
He's not a geeky guy like the new president compared to the old president, but that head of CTU sure gets disrespected a lot on that show.
Mm-hmm. And the president, the guy, not the big black president, not President Palmer, the Nixon-looking guy, I'm telling you, that's Michael Hughes, our general manager. Last night, he was so great. He's sitting in a room, the president of the United States, de facto, sitting in a room by himself, like playing solitaire on the computer, while that guy, Mike, and the big black Allstate president are sitting in the other room deciding what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And he gets all mad. He comes in and he goes, I can't believe you, CTU was in there.
And then President Palmer shuts him right down.
Yeah.
And immediately he's like, looks over at Mike.
And I noticed, good for Allstate, running those ads in the middle of 24 last night.
No coincidence.
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty strong 24 episode last night, so 2 hours to go.
Good.
And you know that they're going to stop the warhead, but how are they going to stop
it? Or are they? You know, they have death and destruction on 24.
Yeah, but this is tens of millions of people.
Yeah, but the thing is...
And all of them going to work. All of those people, because they're talking about getting it done before the morning commute starts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a great show, 24.
Yeah.
Everybody's calling about 24.
I'm working.
Hello, Don and Mike.
You know, I can look past these guys shooting down Air Force One. I'll even look past them finding the codes. But to allow the Chinese consulate to come into CTU and interrogate people, that was just ridiculous.
Come on. Well, what's the number one rule? Suspend disbelief.
We've got a situation here.
Please?
You're trying to avert a major crisis.
And love the Don and Mike show.
It's my job.
And with all the people in the government, you know, I could be the same way, but you have to laugh at it.
Right.
All the people that would be involved, really, the only people involved in this nuclear crisis are the big black president, Mike, his aide, and Jack Bauer.
Not to mention Edgar Stiles.
You don't need anybody else.
You know what was great in the coming attractions is they're going to bring back William Devane's son, the pothead.
Oh, good.
Did you see that?
No, I never watched the upcoming week stuff.
He had something to do with it after all because he was back
in the... Oh, that's right. Yeah, the son that he disowned.
Remember?
Yeah.
And Devane's teeth will be back as well.
And there was no Barus last night.
No Barus.
I thought I read on some spoiler website that Barus was supposed to be back last night.
I saw him riding the missile. So,
hello, Don and Mike show.
Yippee-i-yo!
Hello, are you there?
What a doodle, Buzz. Hi, it's the grease man calling. What a doodle. Buzz?
I think he's speaking to you, Buzz.
Yes, go ahead.
Buzz, these security cameras are going to put an end to our testy sessions of Bravo Lingus.
I'm afraid they are, Grease. I'm afraid they are.
I'd hang up on that guy. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello. Abu McGee, hey, what's up, Dynamite?
You are on the air. Hello.
Yeah, Jack Bauer. What Edgar did when the Oriental guy was walking out, he asked him, "What did you do? What happened to the woman when they brought in her husband?" And Edgar said, "Oh, she went down to the emergency room."
Oh, that's right, because as you so succinctly put it, the Oriental guy had said to her earlier, "How come you did not go to be with your husband while he was dying?"
Once again, sir, I recommend a vacation this summer in Siam.
Thank you.
Visit the Orient.
Go over and see Yul Brynner.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, I was wondering how much you thought the Cisco ad cost.
Oh, yeah. Listen, you know, good call. I'm going to give you a chime, too. I thought the same thing last night. They were having a problem with the computers at CTU, and for maybe a minute on every screen, and I'm doing it again, so I'm an idiot too, all you see is Cisco Systems.
Oh, really?
Right, I mean, it was like they were having a problem with someone hacking into their software.
Oh, good. I'm happy for Cisco. Would know about that after what happened last year.
Yeah, exactly.
I tell you this.
A nice big salute to Cisco. I was a major stockholder in Cisco.
Yes.
I mean, major for me. And I want to just say thank you.
I just want to say this. The Cisco kid, he was a friend of mine. He was.
Cisco.
Don and Mike, hello.
Yeah, about the electric room.
Yes, the electric room where everybody has sex at the radio station.
Yeah, would you know if they got like a futon in there or an ashtray or something?
No, that's the neat thing about the electric room. There's not a lot of room. It's very cramped. And I would say anything that took place would probably have to take place standing up.
Very little room, a lot of electric.
And could a lot of resistors.
Could there be one person standing and
one
person squatting or kneeling?
Oh, yeah, that could happen, perhaps. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, really, it's a narrow room. I think lying down might be out of the question.
Not long enough, I don't think.
I don't think it's long enough or wide enough.
And the floor is dirty.
I got to check it. Well, that won't stop anybody. Yeah. I got to check this room out, though.
Do.
The room to have sex in.
The electric room.
We call it the sex room.
Don and Mike. Hello. Hi there.
I just wanted to say I think Jack has the best phone reception I've ever seen on television.
Yeah, he never loses a call.
You know, that's one of the things I think that they address somewhere, if you go to one of those sites with people nitpicking about 24, mm-hmm. where they actually will say that, like in episode 3, you don't see it, but Jack switched his cell phone, or he was out in the field and somebody said, "Take a new phone."
Yeah, the fresh one.
The pilot was Jack actually running around going, "Can you hear me now?"
Yeah, but but you know, I don't care if he's in a bunker 80 feet below the earth.
Mm-hmm.
That guy always gets a signal.
Well, he doesn't have the run of the mill, you know, buy at the mall cell phone.
No, he's got a special CTU cell phone.
Spy cell phone.
Superpowers.
Spy phone.
It's great.
Spy phone.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, goodbye. Goodbye now.
Sweetie.
Bye, sweetie. See you in the electric room. Standing.
Oh, yeah, you like that.
You laugh.
No parking, baby.
Yeah, no parking on the dance floor. No parking in the electric room.
I'm going to go out to the electric room during the break.
Go to Electric Avenue. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Be sure and knock.
Hello.
I wonder...
What was the director said to Chloe when she gave that weird look and said something to him?
That's the personality disorder.
Yeah, right.
We don't have time. Yeah. We don't have time for your personality disorder.
That was hilarious.
It was.
A lot of guys love that line.
I did. Yeah.
The electric room. Is it for couples only?
No. Of course not. Oh. As many people as you can get in there.
No, I'm wondering, is it for singles?
Sure. Oh. If it's available.
I think it's for couples or singles. Male or female.
I love
Tom. Let your groom shocking. Don't come knocking.
Then we're going to have one of those books that people sign. Because I got to know if I'm going to go in, and I'm not going to go in with anybody that works here. But if I'm going to go in by myself.
Yeah, if I'm in there, you'll know what to read. Jack Black.
Hello, Donna. Morning Show. Hello. Hello. You better see the doctor then.
It's true.
Hello.
Still hurts.
Hello there.
Hello?
You're on the air. This is the Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Hey, when you guys go down to the sex room, you guys think about bringing that little black light down there?
Yeah.
Oh, to the sex room?
No, we'd rather not know.
Oh, come on.
I got to think that is, you could probably.
Go down.
What good would it do other than to see what was moving?
You could probably scrape the floor, put it in a test tube, yeah, and you'd come up with some type of genetic creature.
Yeah, and if the floor looks like the scene from the beach scene from Castaway, then you've got problems.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Don, you did my bar mitzvah 18 years ago, and I just wanted to call to thank you. And your rendition of the Havana Gila was absolutely hysterical.
Who did this?
Is he saying me or you did his bar mitzvah?
No. Don did my bar mitzvah 18 years ago.
Don,
he used to be on WAVA.
You did a bar mitzvah.
It's possible.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah, I did. You know, I have done many bar mitzvahs.
Well, you did my bar mitzvah. Was absolutely hysterical. I was wondering, though, if you were actually sober, though, when you did that rendition of Havana Gila.
I don't even remember.
You sang it?
I guess.
I sang it at my bar mitzvah. The whole place was going crazy. My parents wanted to have the grease man, but I voted to have you, and I won. This was mine. It was great.
I voted to have you.
Good for you.
I'm glad you got some joy out of that, sir. I'll have you know something, that now since I've come up in the world, I don't have to do bar mitzvahs anymore, which I used to do once in a while for some spare cash. Now I only do a bar mitzvah if I'm going to get free jewelry for my wife.
Exactly. We're not above that. We're not above
pouring ourselves out. I was wondering if you do my son's bar mitzvah. He's 1 year old now. We'd love to have you do it.
Really?
It'll be in 12 years.
12 years from now.
12 years from now.
It'll be a great family tradition.
I tell you what, 12 years from now, I don't know how your son will like it, but come to my gravesite. that'll be a nice place for it. See you later.
Visit the website, Jews for Geronimo.
Yeah. I at one point I made that distinction where I said I was not going to do, like, record hops anymore.
Right.
And I didn't really like going out and doing a personal appearance where you'd have to, like, to go to the young girls department at the Heck Company.
Right, right.
So for a while, it was very lucrative.
Yes.
You know, you go to some kid's house.
Right.
You show up for an hour at his bar mitzvah. You make your pocket some dough.
But now we're above personal appearances now. I just don't think we do them anymore.
Rob would do bar mitzvahs, but nobody asks.
I'm not above them.
I'm not either.
The price is right.
Exactly.
Right.
Let me take this opportunity to say hi to Michelle Combs.
Oh, you just want the motorcycle. That's what this is about.
Didn't get it the first time.
No, I'm sorry. Stick-headed about that.
You didn't get it.
Sorry I didn't get it.
Come on.
I'm sorry I didn't get it.